whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 249. Today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host, as well as a bit of a guest, is Niecy. There she is. That's
Hello.
Pinky. Hey, welcome.
Hello.
I must admit, Russ has done the... I just love our intro. I every time I hear it, especially after all the words are said and then it gets into that little funk bit, I'm doing a little bit of chair dance every single time. So, you know, it's such a great start to start off the show with.
He did good with that one.
He did. We love it. We do love it. Thank you, Ross. Mwah. We send much appreciation. So we do love it. Anyway, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. you're here. I'm here. That's positive.
Yeah. That's a win. That's halfway there. So, you know.
Exactly.
Just keep on moving.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to say that we would all like to extend to you a huge congratulations on you getting Soul Snuffer to level 60 and becoming a second Shadow Champion, a bloodthirsty Shadow Champion. Congratulations. Hang on, where's my
Thank
little
you.
Cheer? I've got my little here. And
Thank
of
you.
And of course you had to, you just had to level Soul Snuffer, because I have problems every single time. we are so, so happy, and you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful achievement. Two Shanks beat you by...
Yeah, it was maybe 8 hours when it was 8 hours. Done. I slowed down once I knew he hit 60.
Yes.
And my concentration just, I couldn't hold it any longer. That was a hard fought 60, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It was bad. We were trying to race each other, okay? Uh-huh. Because we both knew the other one was leveling at a certain point, and we're like, oh shit. So we're like trying to keep track of each other, and we're not on the same server nor the same guild. So we're like, oh crap, you know, I'm like asking the mods who are in the guild, I'm like, where is he? How far is he? Because I'm trying to gauge, you know, how much sleep I can get, because my ass is dragging, and I'm like, oh. And I hit 59, and I checked the website, and he was still 58, and I'm like, okay. So I was trying to push a little bit further to give me a little bit of a buffer so I could go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then I'm sitting there dicking around back and forth. I'm looking at how long it took me to get a couple of bars. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And I was like, I'm going to have to push. I don't know where he is. And right before I was going to go to bed, he had hit 59 on the site. And I'm like, So I'm like, no. And then I was like, I have to sleep. And they're like, no, I'm going to push. Russell's like, are you out of your damn mind? He's like, you're not going to make it. He goes, how long did level 58 take you? And I'm like, I don't want to answer that question. And he's like, tell me how long it took you. I was like, 15 and some odd hours.
Wow.
And he's 15 hours and some odd minutes. And he's like, yeah no, you're going to crash. He's like, go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he goes, just take a nap. And I'm like, okay. I set up to take like a 4-hour nap because of circumstances that go on in my household and outside of my house. I got maybe two and a half hours of sleep. And I'm like, oh God. So I got up as a zombie and I'm trying to push through.
Yeah.
And then I said in mod chat, I said, does anybody know where Two Shanks is? And And Zaya finally gets back to me. He goes, he's 4 bars from leveling. And I'm like, no! I was like, not even halfway. I was like 30%. I'm like, he's going to get it. I was like, tell him to slow down. Don't do anything stupid. He's going to more than beat me. There's no way, knowing how long it was taking me to level.
Nothing like some friendly competition. I tell you, that's just
amazing. And then I found out he didn't sleep between 58 and 59. He didn't. And I was like, oh, God.
That is hilarious. You know how I always say, what's my rule number one? Rule number one. Don't play when you're tired. You guys are freaking crazy.
It was tough. Plus, he was killing a mob that I didn't realize was going to give more XP either.
Oh, okay.
But he was killing like the larger health moths. And the moths are a little bit safer.
They don't
do too much to you.
Yeah.
But where he was killing them was kind of like out in the open in a couple of fields. And there's so many players running through there with hostiles nearby. I was afraid to be up there.
Yeah.
But I was killing turtles. And the turtles weren't hurting me too bad. However, they were taking longer to kill because they were turtles.
Okay.
So... Yeah. It was sort of a double-edged sword, and it was taking so long. Plus, there was no rested. None whatsoever. There was, like, the little bit I'd get from logging out overnight, but other than that, poof, it was gone in, like, 15 minutes. It was very painful. That's why it was taking me 15, 16 hours. I think the last level actually took me over 17 because I was so tired. I was so distracted, and I was like, no, we're finishing this tonight. And I think I finished it at, like, 4 a.m. that morning because we had to go do stuff. So I was like, we're doing this, and then I'm crashing, and I'm not talking to anybody for like 2 days. I need to sleep.
That is awesome. That is just amazing. Okay. Well, you know, we know there's a lot that goes on with Bloodthirsty. It's all about the killing. We know for the majority of us that have, you know, have given Bloodthirsty a go, and for those that might not have tried it but probably heard us talk about it, we chew through that rested. We chew through it so badly. It's probably the worst challenge for chewing through rested, other than doing archaeology on a pacifist. So there's a lot of killing, and there's no questing, however we do know Shadowlands has certainly brought in some challenges for the Bloodthirsty challenge itself. So what I want to know, let's talk about your Bloodthirsty journey with Soul Snuffer. And I still, every single time, I'm gonna stuff it up. I apologize now if I do, but let's talk about your journey. So, you know, obviously Shadowlands, new expansion, you're going from 50 to 60. Let's tell us how that journey went. I mean, it's only 10 levels. You know, it's only 10 levels. It's not,
Like maybe irons or pacifists or like even maybe green or working, like, oh, it's just 10 levels. Or even somebody playing from a normal perspective, it's just 10 levels. Shadowlands is very different than anything we've experienced challenge-wise. And I know we keep saying that. Hang on, loud car.
Wow.
Okay. So, damn, sorry, cars. They're like going right past, and then they sat there and idled. I'm like, God.
doing a show. That's why.
Really. It's not an animal. It's a car. So it's very different. I know we sound like a broken record saying it's different for like different than anything we've had to deal with before, but it really is. It's been so much more complex, and there's been so much thrown at us.
Yeah.
It's nice to have options of crummy time from some aspects and different things, but it's also posed new issues as well to work with.
Yeah.
Especially from a Bloodthirsty standpoint, because when you start messing with level scaling, some of the stats that we use to track Bloodthirsty can get a little weird.
So you have to
like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of aspects. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're just killing stuff. Kind of, but not really. Mm. But there's a lot that we're actually multitasking, keeping track of. Yeah, we can't kill. So we can't just we can't quest, excuse me. We have to kill. Mm-hmm. We can't just mindlessly kill, is what I want to say. There's sections where there's bonus objectives. We can't kill in those. We have to be mindful if something pops up as a bonus objective that counts against us.
Yeah.
Now, there are certain instances where Bloods can quest, and there's like a couple out here, a couple out there to transition through certain X-Packs. Some of them don't need to be done anymore. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's difficult now because there's a lot that you have to take in. Now, Soul Snuffer was a previous 120.
Yeah.
And she was my copy test for beta testing,
yes.
Which is why she got leveled first, because I knew what to expect with her.
Mm-hmm.
And beta scared the crap out of me. I'm not gonna lie. I was in there. I was in green gear.
Yeah.
And I was scared. Beta was rough. Beta was not fine-tuned at all. Damage was crazy. I was having trouble even killing baby mobs, and I was like, oh dear.
Yeah.
So it was a lot to take in, and even the maw was terrifying on a green gear character.
Mm-hmm.
But they did, when it came out, they fixed a lot of things. They evened out the phasing in the maw, and that helped a great deal. They toned down a couple issues that we found, and so that was good. We can get through the maw now on my Bloods. I got Soul Snuffer, who's my squishy, my current squishy at she was 50 when she went through there. I got the Paladin through Soul Shield. Now I can't talk. and I got Soul Stoned, the Warlock, is sitting halfway through them all at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the ice cave. Because I was trying to test something. So I was like, okay. So, I mean, you can get through there. The Paladin got through okay. And I will say, these helpers that you get in the mall deeply skew how hard of a time or how easy of a time you're going to have killing stuff when you get into Bastion.
Let
me just put that out there right now.
It amazes me. Here you are. You're running around with Thrall and Jaina and Anduin. And you're like, really? Is that the amount of damage that you're doing for the bosses, you know, that you're supposed to be and the amount of hit points you're supposed to have? And it's like someone has just said, right, let's just point, you know, let's just get your fingernail and we're going to sharpen it. And you need to gently just poke at a mob because damage is very down.
When I came out of the mall, now this is just a side note, when I came out of the mall on the Paladin and I started killing stuff, and even with Soul Snuffer to a degree, I'm like, oh god, why isn't this thing dying?
Yeah.
And I was like taking so much damage, even on the Pally, I almost red screened at one point the other night, and I was like, and I'm like, look, what is going on? And I'm like, oh god, I'm in BFA gear on my Paladin.
Yeah.
I was in BFA gear on Soul Snuffer until 57, halfway through 57.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference. It really does. I'm a big proponent of, I'll just use what drops. That's fine.
Yeah.
Drops weren't happening in Bastion. They were, but they weren't.
Yeah.
My RNG hates me. So it thinks it's really funny to give me gear I can't use.
Mm-hmm.
So for a few levels, I got plate, mail, leather.
Yep.
I got same weapon drop four times in one level that was a two-handed sword. And I'm like, really? Really? That's funny. Thank you so much. I can totally use that with my priest. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And then I went to go sell them on Auction House, and my Auction House is a mess, and people were putting stuff up at like 2 gold more than the vendor was going to give. And I'm like, guys, your Auction House deposit is going to break. Hello, Blizzard's cut. You're not going to make back what the vendor is going to give you. I mean, just vendor it at that point or DE it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I did find cheap green gear to put on after a certain point. I gave up and I'm like, I have to put the gear on.
Yeah.
It made a huge difference. It bumped my HP up by 6,000 roughly.
Wow.
And that's a lot for
that
a challenger.
A lot.
It is really
that's awesome.
Lot.
Yep.
Yeah, because when I went to go kill the turtles, because I'm like, I got to 57, and the mobs were green. it's gonna happen. It's how it goes.
Yeah.
Because actually, I didn't take threads because I didn't have threads available at the time, but I probably won't be touching threads for some time now.
Okay. So can we, before we go too far, I just figure that we will talk a little bit about, because obviously we were saying Bloodthirsty is about killing and not questing. And this is really the first expansion where we've had to turn Bloodthirsty a little bit on its head, because you can't get, you know, you can't get to Shadowlands without going through the mall. You've got a quest. So
weird skip. They didn't put the skip in the place that we were hoping they would.
And Blizzard, so you need to. You need to. Just saying. Doing the mall 50 million freaking times is driving me nuts. Anyway, that's my little...
I'm so over it. Calm. I mean, the amount of times I've had to do the mall in beta, and the amount of times I've had to do the mall now between my two normal characters that went through there, plus my 2.5 bloods that have gone through there, I'm like, whose idea was this? Because I want to have some words with them. This is
horrible. I think we all do. But at the same stage, we have got the list of Bloodthirsty quests so up on the website. So if people are not sure about, because just get to a certain point, you can quest there. You know, we're allowing that so you can get through the mall, get to Ouroboros, done. Okay, so don't then take anything past that quest.
It depends on what you do. If you take threads, take threads. Don't take a covenant. Bloods can't take the covenant. I thought I messed up on one of my people and took one because I was like doing iron and doing blood and then doing my normal, and I'm like, oh, did I mess up? And all night I was laying in bed trying to sleep. I'm like, oh my god, did I mess that up?
Yeah.
And so the first thing that I did when I got on in the morning was check, and I didn't see a covenant on her mini map. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm
But you know, everything's there. Everything's there for people that are not sure. If in doubt, message, you know, send us a message. But this is a time that Bloodthirsty has to quest to get through the mall. Other than
at least at this time,
So unless they give us, you know, an easier way to go, but there is none at the moment. So
hopefully they'll put it in, because it's still kind of rough. But if you're rested, this is gonna be a big thing. If you're rested and you do up to seek the ascended and don't take the Threads of Fate option, you can get to 51 when you come out.
Okay.
So it kind of is like a bonus level, so then you only have to kill for like 9 levels in Bastion. But it's still 9 levels in Bastion.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Okay. All right. Rude's got a valid point. Can you buy gear at a vendor in Shadowlands? Did you find anything?
I haven't seen any green gear.
Yeah.
I might not be looking in the right spots, but
Zaya says no, he hasn't seen any white or gray.
Yeah,
so
I've had I've had green gear drop. Have I had any white and gray drop? I don't remember. If I did, I vendored it, but I wasn't killing humanoids, I was killing beasts, so their drop pool's a little bit more limited.
I've got a feeling I saw some white. You know what? I will check that out. I've got a feeling in Revendreth that I saw a vendor that might have white gear. I will double check.
Head thingy and see if that anything back, if that's updated yet. But I don't remember seeing one in Bastion, but again, I may not have been looking in the right places.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something to think about. But yeah, like, it's weird doing almost a full level of quests on a Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
It feels wrong, because while we've had instances where we can quest a couple here and there to transition, we've never had this large of a transition.
Yeah. It's a huge quest chain, really. You know, what are we, 21, 24 quests? Like, it's to get from into the mall, you know, to into Shadowlands.
And then you've got another 10 to for less than 10 to get into Bastion if you don't take Threads of Fate.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a really trippy to deal with. It's like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Especially with her, because she's one of my older challengers, and it's been tough. But she was also my guinea pig, so I knew what to expect with her.
Yeah.
And yeah, Bastion was, even going into Bastion, knowing a little bit and having leveled a normal through there, it was still a little foreign and still a little scary, because it's like, okay, what's this going to do to me? And, you know, like with every X-Fac or new zone, you have to find your rhythm. You have to figure out where, what's going to work for you and where you're going to go.
Yeah.
And that was a challenge, because there's hostile mobs scattered like everywhere. And I'm not opposed to killing the hostile mobs. However, some of the hostile mobs, for me, would not die. So yeah. I'm like, why haven't you done that already? And it's like getting to be like 3-minute fight. And I'm like, really? Really? And I'm just like, oh my god, die already. And like the Larians, I guess you call them, the owl cat things, or lion.
Oh yeah, things. I love them. They're like a lion pussycat thing. They're so cute.
Yeah, and then you've got to be aware of what mobs are going to give you a gore or a bite. And I was actually terrified to go after the turtles, because I thought they were going to spin like the ones in BFA did.
Yeah.
And knock you up, and then you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I left them out of my loop, and then I tried them on a different character just to see what they were going to do, and they never did it. So I was like, okay, so these are kind of safe. They just do the bite.
Yeah.
So as long as I have enough HP to deal with the bite, I'm okay.
Yeah. Sire was saying that there are a lot of bad dots from some mobs, like the Cloud Striders, definitely. Yeah. There's some nasty ones.
That gore dot is from some of the Cloud Strider mobs, not all of them. There's a couple that don't do it, but then also, like, you've got like the stag goat things, I don't know what the heck to call them, and some kind of hybrid thing, half feathered, half not, and then you've got the horses, those do the gore too, and then there's a ram, like it actually looks like a ram, it headbutts you like several feet back, and I'm like, ah, and then there's hostile foxes that jump in front of you, and then they're behind you, and then they're in front of you, and I'm like, pick a direction. And you know, on a caster, it's really annoying, and I'm like, no, I'm done with you. But not all of them did that. Only certain ones of them did that. Like if they had a certain ending to their name.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot to take in.
Okay.
It's been a lot.
Yeah. All right. So now you've mentioned Bastion. So I want to talk about, you know, like what zones you leveled through, or where did you go, where did you not go on your priest? Like, what happened? Did you just stay Bastion, didn't venture anywhere, or did you try to, you know, get to a different zone, or you couldn't? So let's talk about that. So you can get into Bastion, that's fine. What happens after that?
Seek the Ascended is part of the campaign quest that you're following, that, you know, kind of like just zooms you into Bastion. It's like, okay, but once you're there, you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. You can't quest anymore. And since I didn't have threads available at the time I started in there.
Yeah.
I was about maybe 53, 54 by the time I got threads available. And it did give me the option and asked me if I wanted to switch to threads when it did become available.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an incident happen with a different Bloodthirsty that took threads. Completing threads gave a whole bunch of other quest credit that we still have to get sorted on the tracker, so I haven't touched it yet because I'm waiting for that to get sorted.
Yeah.
So I was stuck in Bastion. I couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm. Hotel California.
However, that being said, Bastion's probably your... While it's not great, it's probably your most challenger-friendly zone, in my opinion. The mobs, you have room to move.
Yes.
Even though there's sections where there's some stealth mobs, you still have room to move.
Yeah.
You can kind of see, make sure you have your nameplates on, the large nameplates.
Yep.
because the one fox is the same color as the grass. So
yes, yes.
So have those nameplates on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so I could move. I could see mobs. I didn't feel claustrophobic in the fact that there weren't patrols everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When I tried,
it is
to
very
go
open. It is very yeah, open, it is, isn't it's it? Wide open. Yeah.
You have visual. Revendreth is difficult because mm-hmm. there's multi levels. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of Nazjatar, where it's like this is up this level, this is up that level, and yeah. it's hard to figure out where you are in the levels when you're trying to get to a certain point.
Yes, I think Revendreth is Nazjatar on steroids for yeah, some of us that are vertically challenged.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like challenge on steroids, and if you mm-hmm. really want to do it, go ahead.
I love, you know, get me wrong, I love Revendreth. Absolutely love it. But I am not taking the challenge tune there ever.
Yeah, you've got this constant taking debuff that's like reducing your mm-hmm. health or damage that you put out. I can't remember. Yeah. It's bad. It's not a good idea for a challenger, especially mm-hmm. in iron. It didn't look good. So I was like, and I couldn't get comfy there. And I was like, okay. And then Ardenweald, I don't know, Arden. It's very tight.
Yes.
And from a bloodthirsty perspective, I know a lot of irons love Arden. And Arden is pretty, but pretty is not going to get me to 60. And it's not going to pay the bills.
No.
It's very tight. There's a ton of patrols if you just sit there and watch. Mm-hmm. Like, this one walked up. Okay, this one walked back. But, oh, hey, look, there's one coming from this angle. You can't really get in. And a lot of those patrols are multi-patrols where there's two walking together, or there's one walking with just slightly behind the other, or it's walking with a humanoid's walking with a beast. And it's like, okay, well, I'm on a challenger. I'm not going to take two of these on because by the time I'm halfway through this, the other one's going to come up and walk into me. And or you've got ones that will spawn multi mobs on you, like those damn grells mm-hmm. or sprite thingies. Just in the one section, I was like, oh, this would probably be interesting to sit here and kill on. They were giving like 2 XP each per kill, and they were just constantly spawning. I got stuck on a regular in there for almost 10 minutes in this one spot because they wouldn't stop spawning. And I'm like, oh, no. So it's like, yeah, it's very close. It's not a good feel from a bloodthirsty perspective.
Yeah.
And then, what's the other place? Maldraxxus? No. Well, Maldraxxus is kind of a combo between wide open and not, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much going on. There's mm-hmm. poison effects. There's stuff coming from this way and that way.
Yeah.
And it felt a little too busy.
Yeah.
Because there is a certain bit of leave me alone and quiet mm-hmm. that you want with a bloodthirsty, because then you've got people dragging stuff through you and oh, here, hey, deal with this for me, I'm going by, and it's like, what? No, you pulled it, you kill it.
Yeah.
And it, like, Bastion had some issues where it was busy at different times of the night, and people in Bastion were very helpful. And while that sounds great, you know, you want your fellow players to be helpful and awesome on a bloodthirsty challenger, mm-hmm. you don't want that. Because
mm-hmm. that's true.
The more people that hit your mob because of multi-tag, the less XP you get per kill.
Yeah.
So then it's dragging it out even further. And then I had to battle a bot halfway through.
Oh.
I kept moving where I was playing. I was killing stuff near Temple of Purity. Not in the temple, outside of the temple in Bastion.
Mm-hmm.
I found a couple of the goat stag things that weren't doing gore, so I'm like, awesome.
Okay.
And I was attempting to kill a couple of the foxes that didn't do the bouncing all over, and then there was some butterflies mixed in there. So mm-hmm. I was doing that for a couple of levels, and it was okay, but it was a very busy location. So I had people constantly running through me, constantly having to be aware of, are they dragging mobs, and if they are, I need to stop doing what I'm doing until the mob goes through me and away. And then I had to kind of keep an eye on when it was running back, and oh my god, are you going to leash, and holding my breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, No, this was another thing I had to keep track of. Where I decided to kill, which was sort of safe when I first got in there. There is a quest where there's two little owl guys that are scared, and there's a neutral elite sitting there that triggers when you turn the quest in that you have to kill as a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a lot of skeletons on the ground near him, and I'm like...
He hits like a truck.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so that's another thing as a blood you have to be mindful of. Is somebody pulling this quest now? If they are, I need to go wide and make sure I don't get caught up in any AoE that may happen that could one-shot me, because I'm not in blues and purples and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's multi-layers that you actually have to be aware of as a blood and where you're going to kill. From there, I moved on to just up the road a little bit. And I thought I found an... I don't think I crossed a bridge yet at that point. It was just like, just fields. It was like a 30-second ride up the road from Aspirin's Rest. It was underneath Hero's Rest on the ground.
Oh, okay.
I was
doing
loops out there.
Yep.
Because there was some horses, there was some goat things. Now, these guys were doing the gore, but as a discipline priest, I was able to not have that affect me too much. And there were some moths mixed in there. So it was a good mix of, okay, horse, all right, let's recover from that. Okay, moth, then goat, then horse.
Yep.
It was okay. But in that section, I was battling a bot. Halfway through, I'm like, where's all my moths? Where'd the mobs go? Because I didn't see anybody out there killing anything. I'm like, this is weird, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought I was seeing, and I'm like, oh, I don't see anything. So then I started doing some self-casts on me, and they were going through fine, and I'm like, okay. So I kept going, and then I was like, okay, these mobs are up. That was weird. Maybe somebody killed it and skinned it, and I just didn't see it. Okay, no big deal. Then I saw the person, and I'm like, hello, you're my problem person, aren't you? And at first I thought, oh, maybe they're just skinning for leather. I don't recall seeing them skin anything. I didn't see them skin anything. It was a shaman goblin.
Right.
And I took note of their name, and I'm like, okay, and I saw what level they were, and I was like, okay, they're like mid-50s. I'm like, all right. Okay, well, you know, they're doing their thing. I'll let them be. I can't communicate with them anyway because they're horde.
Yeah.
So when I was on Alliance, let them go. Okay. 2 hours later, I'm still battling this person for kills halfway through.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I was exhausted. I'm like, I can't do this anymore right now. I'll come back later. Came back 6 hours later after I got up from sleeping. The person was still there doing the same loop, except now their loop was changed a little bit. And I actually started watching them because I'm like, this is weird, right? So I'm watching them. Okay, kill these three mobs. I'm going to skip those two. And I'm going to go get these mobs. When I saw skips showing up, I was like, well, maybe they're just going after one particular mob. But no, they weren't.
Right.
They were like, in the next set, that mob would be in there, and they'd kill it in that set. And I'm like, what the frick are you doing? And then I realized I was getting kills in when they took a detour and went down somewhere else. And then when I stopped getting them, they had come back up. This person dogged my steps every way from level 54 to 57 through 57, and I saw them. They
what
were
would
killing
they, be
they were
chasing
they were 59 at one point one time killing gray mobs, and I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, there's no way there's somebody sitting behind the screen actually doing this killing at this point. There's no way. Like, they did not go to bed. They were always there when I logged in. I'm like, yeah, okay, this has to be a bot. And it was just really annoying. Yeah, and then to wrap up, I went to Sage Haven, and there are pools down there where the mobs become 60. I think it was about halfway through 57 when I went down there.
Okay.
And there's turtles and birds, cranes that are around these pools. There's like four different pools, two on each side of the road.
Yep.
And I was just doing loops around there. I was killing the birds and the turtles, and then when the birds finally gave up the ghost and went gray, then I just focused on the turtles. And for a while I was trying to hit all four pools, but the spawn time on the turtles really wasn't that bad. So by the time I completed one loop, they were back up again. So I'm like, okay, that's fine.
All right.
That's fair. However, because I was killing neutral mobs, people were starting to think I was a bot.
Oh no. So yeah, of course.
I didn't get any reports against me that I know of, but I had people stopping and clicking me and staring at me and just standing there, and I'm like, what? So I'd stop and look at them, or they'd kill the mob that I was killing, I guess, to piss me off to see if I was a bot. And then I'd stop and look at them, and I'd just do like the sigh emu. I'm like, really? And then I actually finally had one person stop me, and they're like, what are you grinding for? Because these turtles don't drop jack shit. And I'm like, XP? And they're like, oh, okay. And then I had to explain what I was doing, and they're like, yeah, good luck with that. And I'm like, yep.
They're probably going, this person's a freaking nut. What are they doing?
Probably. But, you know, it was the drops off weren't great.
Yeah.
But, you know, Grays were at least paying my my repair bills, and I was getting a couple hundred, like 300-400 out of it. That's not saying much for one level, but it hurt not being on rested XP. Yeah. I was getting 3-something a kill on the 60 mob. Rested, it was over 700. So yep. I was like, oh god, this hurts so bad. It was much longer to be.
Yeah. All right. So when you hit 60, did you take note of what your kills were?
Oh gosh. You know, I didn't, and I usually do. I could probably log in and find it. And,
okay.
But I know it was my total kills, I know it was over 31,000.
Okay.
But I didn't know how many kills I had for just Shadowlands. I'll probably check that with the Warlock.
Well, I mean, if you can, I don't want to, you know, put it under pressure, but it would be interesting to see, because obviously you've got a toon that has come through, it's gone through an expansion, you know, it's had to change and all of that kind of thing. So
I will say, if I had to guess, minimum, maybe, or I'm gonna say maybe close to 5,000 kills. It could be a little under, it could be a little over, because I know I was sitting there doing math every time I hit a new level, and I'm like, oh my god, how many do I have to kill this level?
And
I know last level, 59 to 60, was just under 1,000.
Okay.
It was like 900 something, and so I want to say maybe between 3,500 and 5,000 mobs.
Okay. Alright. Well, we'll see.
Some of them were green, and they were giving like 220 XP at the time.
So. Okay. Alright. Well, all I can say is, for those people that don't think, you know, playing a video game, you know, is just mindless, this proves that, you know, math is taken into consideration.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, you've got to be scoping things. You've got to look at, you know, your surrounding. Like, that's the interesting thing with a challenge toon. It's all about, you know, using different other senses. Obviously, if you fall asleep while you're playing a challenge toon and you die, like, that doesn't help. And no one can blame anyone but me. But you know, it does come into using other things, which is good to see. We do have many, you know, many different things for each of the different types of challenges that we utilize, don't we? So
you also have to be environmentally aware. I didn't realize this was a thing when I first got into Bastion on my normal that I took through there.
Yeah.
Until I was like halfway through the zone, and I was sitting there fishing, and I'm like, it's dark. And I'm like, why does everything look purple? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, have I had a stroke? I'm like, what's going on? I'm looking at my settings. I'm like, did something happen? Mm-hmm. And I'm turning in a circle. I'm not seeing anything. I don't know what's going on. And then it just, a few minutes later, everything comes turned golden again. And I'm like,
Maldraxxus is the biggest one for that. Like, it's you know, I'll be like, oh, it's daylight, everything's here, and I'll turn around, and next thing, it's like this dark green hue, which I love. It's just like this ominous.
I'm like, bah, 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 bah. About to fall from the sky, because, you know, we're conditioned for that. Because yes. Stormwind gets dark when the stupid Kalios or whatever, when he's up in the blue dragon with somebody with the staff. Mm. And then in Dalaran, it gets dark when Ronan's talking in, yes. in Northrend Dalaran. And
it's beautiful. And that sky is beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, on our hold, the sky changes when the fell asteroids are starting to come down, and I'm like looking up when the sky changes. I'm like, do I have to move? What's going on? I was actually panicked. I'm like, what's happening? And but nothing happened, and I'm like, is it not just happening where I am? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's something to be aware of, and every time it happened, that was like, okay, guys.
I'm guessing it should be the zone wide. Thing I'm
I think
guessing
it's environmental zone wide because I never saw anything correlate with when it changed hues. It was it was weird. Yeah, you know, it was like it was triggering the flight instinct. I'm like, oh, I need to get to an inn, and I was like, so I waited it out on my normal to see what was going on. I never did figure it out. And I'm okay, it's weird. It's a
little I don't know either. I'll have to check. I don't remember it turning purple over in Bastion, but
it's
weird,
like 12. Yeah. Well, it was like, okay.
Okay. As Chris says, dark equals danger. That's that's normally the way that is. That is true. So, yeah. Okay. All right. But, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of things to contend with. And as we know, you know, trying to be aware of our surroundings when you're in these high level, well, in any zone, can be sometimes a little bit tricky, you know. So I think that's a really good tip to remember. Being environmentally aware is a good way to look at it. So, all right. Let's talk about your fondest memory. Obviously hitting 60 and you just go, I'm done, that's it, it's over. However, it's a long, like, we know as a bloodthirsty, it's certainly what seems to be a much longer journey than if you're playing, you know, an iron or playing a working man, or even, you know, even Passy seems to probably go a bit quicker.
I agree to that.
Yeah, then the good old, you know, kill everything bloodthirsty. I'm sure you've got a fond memory. So while leveling, what would you say?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people would expect me to say when I hit 60 in Bastion, that would be my fondest memory. It's actually not. I was so tired. Like, I felt shaky. I was so tired. I'm like, this was not a good idea. And I'm just like, I need to go to... I hit 60, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I logged out. I was like, I updated on the website. I'm going to bed. And so it was just like I had hit, you know.
I'm done.
55. I'm just like, the only thing on my brain was lay down. So I was like, okay. So, like, it didn't really have, like, a monumentous feeling. There wasn't a feeling of relief or anything. It was just like, okay, I hit 60. Bye. So it was like, see you tomorrow. But I think my fondest actually was when I hit 120. It was such a long journey.
Yeah.
And I believe I was the first priest to hit 120. And priest is difficult because you're squishy, you're a caster, it takes longer to kill stuff instead of, you know, melee or hunter where you're up in its face and it's dead and it's done and move on. And there's different aspects to take into account, mana and all this other stuff. So I think I'm gonna have to go with when I hit 120. I was on stream and it was more like a celebration, and it's like, oh yeah, hey, yeah. I did it, yay! And it felt like such a relief, and I was like, oh, I was like, I can breathe again, because that last few bars, I was so nervous. The adrenaline was so high. I was so scared I was going to mess up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Because, you know, I was in BFA, and I was having lag issues at times, and I was like, oh, what's going to happen? And but once I hit 120 on her at that time, I was like, oh, I'm done, you guys. I did it. She made it. Yay!
Yay.
I can put her on vacation. She's good. And she was, like, part of my trio that I had gotten to 120 almost, not quite back-to-back, but within a couple of weeks of each other. So
yeah.
It had just been such a relief to be done.
Nice.
So I was like, yay! But, yeah, I'm going to have to say when I hit 120, it just felt more meaningful for some reason.
Nice. I mean, it, and again, you know, I guess the biggest thing, especially for us with the challenge tunes, is, you know, everyone strives to hit 120 in BFA. You know, it was such a, just hitting that was like, yay! And having Shadowlands and dealing with, you know, the way we got stripped back and all of that kind of thing. And it's still like, it still messes with my brain, you know, that we're
A big
60.
moment, like what now? 60 doesn't feel important anymore to me because we had gone to 120. So like, you've seen, like, this character has seen level 60 before. So when I hit 60, I was just like, oh, yeah, I am 60 again. Like, it didn't really feel special
It's
to me.
just
And
getting the brain rewired, really, isn't it?
yeah,
We've
yeah,
had
it's really
a long time to, you know, see
tough.
our levels go from here to here to here to here for each expansion, and Shadowlands certainly has changed things around. At the same stage, you know, like, you've got this amazing way that I guess we can look at it and go, well, you've only got to get from one to 60. Guys, like, you know, it doesn't, it, we can all
Sorry.
do it. Like, we can all do this. So,
Feels good, but then, like Chris says, in my brain, 60 isn't done. I'm only halfway there, and it does feel like she's only halfway there, and it didn't feel the same as 120. And I understand why they did it, because you know somebody new looking at 130 would be like, yeah,
Yeah,
right, like that's gonna happen. But
freaking
I kind of wish it had been,
out.
but at the same time, I understand why they didn't. But it's this new 60 just feels weird. It's hard to wrap my brain around, but you know, I understand. And yeah, like now I'm looking at my other challengers that didn't hit 120, and they're like sitting at 30 or 30 something. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm halfway there. But
It's just getting
maybe
used to
they'll
it.
feel different because they hadn't hit 120. So it may just be because she had hit max previously. She just has a different feel.
It's, you know, I guess the biggest thing also being that for a lot of us, especially the veteran WoW Challenge players, you know, we've been playing this game for a very, very, very long time.
Not
So
I
we've
want to think about.
seen. You know, we've seen how it's gone. It's, yeah. And so that's, you know, it is amazing, which is great. Welcome, guys. Hi, guys. New people in the chat room. Stone said to come and support us, so it's lovely. Stone, I know he was busy streaming. So Stone, hi. Thank you for sending and welcome everyone. Okay, so let's talk about we're talking to Nisi. Nisi just got her Bloodthirsty 260. She's our second Shadowlands champion for Bloodthirsty. And Bloodthirsty is all about killing. It's minimal. It's stripped down. There is no questing. Well, it's very bare minimal because you
Normal
there's
question.
you gotta get through them all. So
Tricky question.
yeah, so for you, as we all know you as being the Queen of Bloodthirsty, and you know, that means you may have a couple of Bloodthirsties, and you know, that's just a couple. What's been, you know, we talk about death. We know death is such a, it's such a two, like a two-edged sword. There's those of us that can laugh about a death, and then there are those deaths where we cry. So there's those worse ones and embarrassing ones, and we all have this part of us, I guess, that feels like a connection for everyone. And I would have to say, there's not one challenge player that hasn't lost a toon somewhere along the line. I'm pretty sure no
Haven't.
one has leveled and not less lost a toon, lost a toon, lost a toon somewhere along the line. So we can all feel that I guess that sense of loss when, you know, when that challenge toon dies, for you, embarrassing or worse, whatever you've got, give us what's, you know, what's been the one that sticks. Maybe that's
there's
the
a
one.
Couple.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had a handful, and some I just like meh, and I'm like, okay, that was dumb, or it was a DC and it was out of my hands, so it's just mm-hmm. like, all right, I'm pissed off. Let's just strip everything, send everything to the bank, I'll just go reroll.
Yes.
So I try to use that anger to get me to 10 faster. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Anger is good.
Say my most embarrassing mm-hmm. Would have to be. Now, I can't remember if this was during the Shaman Iron contest or if I was just leveling a Shaman in a different contest that Shamans were allowed in. But uh-huh. it wasn't Iron. I know that much.
Yeah.
Someone had been messaging me something on Discord. And being a mod, you know, I never know what's going to happen, what message is going to come through on the Wild Challenges Discord. And I'm sitting there, I was working on it. I was sitting in a quest giver and I was kind of looking at the quests and I got a message and I'm like, okay, no, I was in Blasted Lands.
Yeah.
I was near the ghost, I think it was a ghost murloc. It was like kind of yes. like a whitish murloc, kind of floating mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. on the cliffside.
But yes.
Down. He's like right on the road. Right
yes.
on the road. I'm like 2 feet off the road. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Not even. So I tabbed over to look at the Discord message.
Yep.
I have two screens. Discord is on my second screen, you guys. WoW was still up on my main screen. I turned over to look at the other screen, looked at the message. It was like a 2-sentence message. Then someone sent me a photo of something. I was looking at the photo and I'm sitting there. I'm like, why did they send me this photo? I was very confused. And I was like, whatever. And I answered the message. I'm like, that's nice. And I go back and look at my screen and I'm dead. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how did I die sitting here? And I'm like, what? And I was so confused and I'm like, what is happening? What just happened? How did I die? I had sound on, my earbuds were in. How did I not hear me being killed?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was just like flat on my stomach on the middle of the ground and mm-hmm. I'm like, what killed me? And I just sat there just so, I was so confused. I was so yep. flabbergasted. I'm like, what just happened? Someone needs to explain this to me. And I was just like, how did I die sitting here? It's not like I had another screen up over top of it. I was sitting right here with yep. it open. I mm-hmm. guess I didn't have sound on in the background, so I didn't hear it. I thought I had it turned on. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Maybe it was instant because I was in Iron. I don't know what happened. I didn't yep. even hear the death keel. I'm like,
wow. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, right? And I'm just so beside myself because it was a contest character. I was like low 50s, I think. I was like, you've got to be mm-hmm. kidding me. And I'm debating whether I'm going to reroll or not. And all of a sudden, these two Naga charged up the cliff and started attacking the quest giver and two other people standing next to me. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch. I didn't know that did that. It's like, well, that's what killed me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, we won't be doing that again.
Well, there you go. So I guess that would
be one of my more embarrassing ways mm-hmm. to die. Mm-hmm. The one that hurt the most was my 113 druid in Terrorguard Sound. Mm-hmm. I was doing my normal loop that I'd done with my paladin. It wasn't an issue. Yeah. I was starting to see an issue with Sunfire, I think. The daylight sunbeam thing from the druids. I think it's sunfire, solar fire, sunfire.
Chris, no. She'll type it in chat.
When you hit it.
Okay.
And I thought I tagged one mob on the ground. Apparently, at that exact moment, a flock of birds was flying over. And sunfire hit at least one, if not two. Balance sucks when it comes to healing, and regrowth only does so much. And I thought when the thing died that I knew was hitting me. I'm like, why am I still taking damage? And I'm like, oh my god, there's like two or three more mobs on me. And at that point, I couldn't run. There was nothing that was going to happen that saved me. I tried to stand and fight because that was the only thing that I could do because my health was so messed up. And nope, that was the only kill or only death that hurt.
Yeah.
That really hurt.
Chris.
Because I'm like, oh god.
Chris lost stream, so she missed the question. Chris, Druid, what's the one like sun? What did you say? Sunfire or something?
Sunfire or solar fire or something? The solar flare. Druid, where solar. You hit it and it hits multiple mobs.
Yeah,
it's like a reddish orange, thing. It's not moonfire. It's the other one that you get.
Okay.
But as balance, but that one actually sunfire, physically is sunfire. So that one actually physically hurt, and I actually was stunned. I was sitting there, and I just stared at my screen. I'm like, oh shit!
all the druids, you see all the druid players.
I mean, yeah.
My druids are passy, so I never use it. I don't put any spells on.
Yeah, see, guys, I play so many bloodthirsties. It's hard to keep the spells straight sometimes. I know what they are when I'm on the character, but thinking back, I'm like,
yeah. So sunfire's not a good one to utilize. No. Yeah,
and I was being really good with it, but that kill actually made me prune and reevaluate that leveling path, which was probably a good thing.
Yeah,
we were a little iffy in there, but you know, it's strange how some things work out. But that one actually. Made me feel sick. It stung. I felt a sense of missing when I was just staring. I was like, oh god, that was 113. And then I'm like, the time that it took me to get from level 1 to 113, and I just kind of sat there. I just felt like I'd been punched in the stomach. I was like, I've lost 2 years of playtime on this character because I was playing her off and on, and I was only leveling her once a week, and it just hurt. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And then I have two other bad deaths that were sort of my fault, but not exactly.
All right.
My husband had an issue, and I had to run. Like, he was having an anxiety problem, and there was no time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hearth. I know a lot of people saying, oh, just hearth. There was no time. My brain was like, husband's having a problem. I have to go help husband.
And drop everything. Gone. You just drop it and go.
I was like, oh my god, cat on fire, gotta go, house burning down. Like, I had to go deal with him, and it was horrible, and I didn't realize how long I had been gone dealing with him, because I didn't want to rush him through trying to get him settled, and because in the end, people are more important than pixels. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. Yes. And when I came back, twice, not once, but twice I did this, two different characters in two different areas of the game, I was dead. And I was like, really? And I just kind of fell down in my chair, and I'm looking. The one was a hunter in WoD, and I'm like, "Are you kidding?" I'm like, "Really? Yeah. My character's dead." And then he felt five times bad. He's like, "I told you to hearth." I'm like, "There was no time. You needed me more."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "It's fine. It's fine. I'll get over it. It's just a game. You are more important."
Yeah.
But then another time I thought I was in a safe place, and I guess I forgot I had just killed a mob where I was standing, and because he had distracted me, because you know, I had to help him, and apparently there had been a mob where I was. I thought I was not standing in the exact spot, and that triggered, and I came back, and that was a different priest. That was a holy priest in Blasted Lands. Blasted Lands and I don't have a good history together, but I came back, and I was like face down on the ground, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
Early game, and I wasn't gone that long this time, and I was like, okay.
Well, you know, it's
back to the drawing board.
Yeah. As I says, between pixels and people, always choose pixel. Yeah. Choose pixels. Always choose people. I was thinking the same thing. You know, like, you're there. Yes, he needs you. You just drop everything. It's when it comes to, you know, IRL is more important than in-game every single time. Even though, I guess, we all know and we all understand that some of those deaths, they do really, really hurt. So
they hurt, I think the druid was the one that hurt the most, though, for some reason. Like, that one just, I think just because it just hit me, because it had been such a long journey on her, because I'd been working on her in between having to go out of town multiple times and then come back, and life was crazy, and then I just kind of was like, damn.
Yeah.
I just lost all that time working on her, and I was just like, oh. Shit.
And then so, and you know what, and what do you do eventually, sometimes it's not straight away, but eventually you re-roll.
You gotta re-roll, and
this is the sign
but I did, and she took me a couple of weeks, like usually I re-roll right away, and I'm just like, damn it, and so I'm like, but that one took me at least a week, if not two, before I could bring myself to redo her. But I did. And, you know, it is what it is. It's going to happen. It's the way things go. It could have easily just have been a DC that had, gotten me.
Exactly.
But, you know, at the end of the day, people do come before pixels. And I think that's one thing that we all have to remember. Yeah, it sucks, but
good show title. People come before pixels. I like it. I like it a lot. Alrighty. And Zaya says that he's lost a few irons to wife aggro himself. I think there's a lot of people out there that would say that they feel, you know, some sort of same thing, whether it's kids, whether it's partner, whether it's, you know, whatever's going on IRL, the phone rings, someone's yelling, the neighbors are yelling, you know, it does happen. So, but obviously commiserations, we all feel your pain when that happens, because I'd say a fair chunk of us have certainly felt that at some stage. Yeah. So.
Felt guilty for it, because I'm like, no, it's fine. I know I'm a little pissy at the moment, but it's not at you. I'm pissed at myself, not
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Sometimes there's a really fine line between being what the other half might think is you're being cranky with them, when you're not. You're actually just really, really pissed off with yourself. And it does seem like, you know, to them, they're like, are you cranky with me?
Everybody's always mad at me for whatever reason. Even it has nothing to do with me, but I'm like, oh, they're mad at me. Yeah. And I'm like, and it's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, they're mad at me. It's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, so like, I'm like, sweetie, no, I'm not mad at you. Yeah. You couldn't help what happened. What happened, happened. And it'll probably happen again.
It happens.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's fine.
It happens.
We're okay.
Yep.
We'll be okay. Just
IRL.
Give me a minute.
IRL comes first. IRL always comes first. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. All right. So let's finish off with one. We always like to finish off with our, obviously, advice, tips and tricks. You know, because anything that we can share with our community, as we always do when we like having chats with, you know, our players, the mods, all of you guys, when you come on and you talk about your challenge tunes, and it's no different with our mods. They're all challenge players, you know, so it's really nice to have just a little one-on-one and hence roping Nisi in to be able to just have a one-on-one and like pick her brain as to, you know, showing some love for the bloodthirsties.
Many bloodthirsty on the mod team. Zaya dabbles a little.
Yeah, Zaya does, definitely. I need to get my ass into gear myself. I've been very slack. For you, okay, tips and tricks. Yeah. Hit us with advice, all of those things.
The number one, this challenge isn't for everybody. If you can't do this, don't. Because you're going to get really, really angry. You're going to get frustrated. This is not an instant gratification challenge. If anything, this is probably the slowest one of them all, depending on your play style.
Yes.
So if you're looking to get to 60 in like 3 weeks and be like, no.
Wonder if you could do it with no sleep. Like if you literally had 3 weeks, 24/7, you could probably do it. maybe?
It wouldn't be pleasant. I'll put it that way.
No, exactly. You need sleep. People need sleep. Sorry, I'm just pouring more coffee because I have not had enough coffee today, people. This is... Hang on. Oh, right. That whole container just filled that. That's not going to get me very far. Just giving you all heads up.
So, Rest in XP is your best friend as a bloodthirsty challenger.
Yes, we
it
love that.
It might not really come into play, maybe between 1 and maybe even as far as 20. Mm-hmm. But I'd say maybe more like 15. But yeah. Some people don't miss it as far as 20. But once you start getting past 20, it's your best friend. It's going to cut your leveling time per level down dramatically. Like, when the couple levels I did have rested on Soul Snuffer, it was like maybe 8-9 hours. And then that sunk in when I was trying to push to 60. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't have rested. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm out of rested. And I was like, how long have I been doing this? And I did a slash plate at one point. I think I had just hit halfway point. And it was at like 5 hours, some odd minutes. And I was like, okay, that's not too bad. But I remembered I had a little bit of rested in the beginning of the level. The one level I did where I think I had 3 bars of rested twice.
Yep.
It was like 12-13 hours, and I was like, oh, and then it just got worse from there. So it rested is your best friend. It will save your sanity, trust me. It's a good thing. Play a class you enjoy 100%, hands down. If you're doing Bloodthirsty Challenge, you want to be on a class that you love, that you know that you're fine playing all day every day till the cows come home. Because if you're on a class that you cannot stand, that is not your cup of tea, that you just absolutely loathe with
coffee,
passion, you're gonna get like 5 levels in and be like, screw this.
Yeah.
So it helps, trust me. It helps.
Yes.
You're gonna spend a lot of time in this challenge, so get comfy and be on a class you like. Don't be afraid to scout things out that are unfamiliar to you. And I know we say this all the time, but it really makes a difference.
Very
it
important.
To know how it's gonna gore you, or if this is gonna bounce you back, or if this spawns ads, or you know, or is there, you know, stealth mobs in this section of the area that I'm about to walk through. Sometimes I'll take a stripped down character. If I don't have one that's the same class, I'll get them naked, stick them out, walk them through where I'm gonna go, and I'll just tag a mob and let the mob hit me if I don't have one that's the same class, just to see what it's gonna do. Is it gonna do a sleep? Is it gonna do a fear? Is it gonna do disorient? Is it gonna, you know, interrupt my spell cast? Something, just so I have an idea. Don't be afraid to do it. I know it takes time, and this X-Pac is actually one where I've had to do that a few times. Don't be afraid to scout it. And take breaks. Do as I say, not as I do. Take breaks. There's a fine art to zoning out as a bloodthirsty challenger, and a lot of us bloodthirsties are interesting mythical creatures where we can grind for hours and have a podcast playing, or have a vlog channel running on YouTube, or multiple movies, or, you know, we've got X different things running in the background all while we're playing. There's a very fine line between being able to do that and
very fine. Yes,
it's very, very fine. It's like a matter of like not even like what is it, a micrometer or something. I actually zoned out too far twice on Soul Snuffer. And when I finally like came out of my wherever I was mentally, I was like, oh shit, where am I? I had no idea in my grind path where I was, and I got turned around. I'm like, wait, no, we didn't go that way yet. And it happened to me twice. So I was like, oh crap. I was like, I need to get up and take a walk around the house or something. So I'm like, time to hearth. Let's
Well, see, at least you came out of yours. At least you came out of yours.
There was way too many tabs open in my brain. I'm like, okay, sleep. let's shut everything down.
Let's
get up, let's go get a drink, let's go get a snack, let's go for a walk, let's leave the game for a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll be able to redo this. And keep an eye on your gear. Like I said earlier, I used to, and I still kind of am, a person up to a certain point where I just use whatever drops that I can use, because I hate spending money on gear that I might not you know, the character might die in two kills. So it's always painful for me to spend
You're
the money.
You're a Tynos. I love it. You just don't like spending money on gear. I love that.
I'm like, I hate spending the money on the gear. I'm like, no, because
I'm like, is to buy it all. Yes, yes.
And so gear prices on my auction house were through the roof on like level 10, 12 gear. I'm like, I'm not spending 500 gold on that when my challenger might die right after I put it on. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. So that gold needs to go to tokens for playtime. So, but now that they've connected my server to like 4-5 other servers right before Shadowlands launched, now my realm is a high pop realm.
Yep.
Which brings its own sense of issues. Mm-hmm. But it also helped the auction house and it brought the gear prices back down. Mm-hmm. So with so many people selling, and now it was a little painful, but it wasn't too bad. So I mean, it was maybe 500-600 gold to get the pieces that I was missing.
Yeah.
I had 4 gear slots that stuff had dropped for. Everything else I bought or didn't put anything in and just rolled with what was in the VFA, like the neck and the reins and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, it does make a difference. Mm-hmm. That five to 6K XP let me go after the 60 mobs comfortably, even though they were still dark orange to me.
Yeah.
And that was on a priest. I mean, it was a disciplined priest. I probably wouldn't have done that on a holy priest. It also helps know your specs and what you can and can't get away with in your class.
Yeah.
But discipline's a little more sturdy than say holy, and you know, I could get away with that, but it does help. So if you're in an area where you're struggling and your health is about the same as the mob and you're a bloodthirsty, maybe a quick trip to auction house just to see what might be available, if it's an upgrade but yeah, you know, if your health's the same health as the mob, because that happened a few times, I'm like, wow, our health's the same, and then I looked at my gear and I'm like, oh, I still have a 1 or 2 pieces from Legion on. Okay. So I was like, maybe we oughta go check off.
Yes.
So one of the few challenges that you can put the green gear on, Bloodthirsty and Green Man. Now you don't have to. But it's already difficult. Well, for Bloodthirsty you don't have to. But it's already difficult as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it harder on yourself unless you really want the extra challenge.
And obviously, depending on how many, you know, whether you want to put a couple of pieces of green.
Yeah, like you don't have to go full.
Some, you know, like for me, I'm like, all in, baby. Like, give it all to me.
Out just taking the gray and the white as far as I could. And then I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? I can put it all on.
Yeah.
I can have a little bit more of a safety net. So it's like, after that point, I'm like, screw it. We're just going to put it all on. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
I'm better off putting it on.
Exactly. It's nice. But again, each to their own on Bloodthirsty. Yeah. If you want to just go with one,
then hey, go for it. You know?
Yep, absolutely. It's the way that you want to do Bloodthirsty within the rules, obviously.
Yes,
but
in the rule.
You know, that's it's your call. So have fun with it. Alrighty, well, I think you've given us a fair synopsis of what, you know, 50 to 60 has been like, the fun, the games that you've had, not only through getting Soul Snuffer from 50 to 60, you know, it certainly has been a journey, but again, we have to say congratulations, we are so, so happy with you. Hang on, let me find my little fireworks one. Bravo! Bravo! There you go. No, we are super, super excited for you, Nisi. That is fantastic for you to get your first of, you know,
of Shadowlands.
Many of into, that's right, max level Shadowlands, Shadow Champions, as we refer to them, our Shadow Champions for this expansion. And well done for that. Alrighty, since you and I can gas bag quite, probably as bad as Chris and I can, which is, you know, not really saying much because, you know, Lord help us if the three of us,
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, oh Lord.
It might be a 4-hour show, people.
It could be.
Challenge.
It could be without even trying.
Accepted. I just had a thought. Anyway, how was your week? Yeah, I just had a thought. Sorry, girls. I'll talk to you later. How was your week? If you want to just give us a brief synopsis of what your week's been like. Yeah.
Okay. So since 60 is the new 120, I've pulled out and dusted off quite a few Bloodthirsties this week. Mm-hmm. I had some time on my hands because I'm in between working. I'm getting started on a new project, so I probably won't have as many leveled this week, but I got the Bloodthirsty Mage to 22. Bloodthirsty Rogue, I dusted off. He got to 27. Mm-hmm. The Hunter got to 31. And the Paladin, I took through them all. She got to 51.
Nice.
I've got a slew of other Bloods that got leveled this week. A Druid, a Shaman, a Warrior. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get all of them there. This might be the X-Pack that I'm finally able to do it. We'll see. But yeah, I've got a handful of them. I started a new Demon Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, there's some issues with my other one, and it has to sit for a while. So I was like, I don't know when that's going to get dealt with, so let me start a new one.
Yep.
The starting zone in the Demon Hunter area is borked to bork to bork to bork to bork to bork.
Excellent! That's what we love to hear! Awesome. Yay!
Yes, there's spells now. Like, mm-hmm. you complete a quest, and it's like, okay, we're going to cast this ability on you for completing the quest. Awesome. Yep. Oh, my ability didn't show up on my bar. Is it a buff? No buff. Is it in my bag and I have to learn it? Nope. Is it in my spell book? Nope. It's just not there. I'm like, okay. I was like, well, maybe it'll show up when I get to this next part. Nope. There's a section as a Bloodthirsty, they take your green glaives away and give you blue ones, so you are weaponless for about 5-6 quests.
Yep.
One of these abilities I needed, it was an interrupt. I didn't have it. It wasn't there, and they kept putting this warning on the screen that this spell was being cast, and I'm like, well, am I supposed to hide? Am I supposed to interrupt it? I think I was supposed to interrupt it, and I had no interrupt, so I'm like, right, I have two AoE abilities. That's what I've got for the next 5-6 quests. Yay! So I almost didn't get out of there, but I got out, and they gave me one of the abilities when I got out that was missing.
Okay.
Two of the other ones are still not on my bar, but the spellbook has one of them. I'm going to learn rank 1 and 2 at the same level.
Yeah.
And one of the other abilities, rank 2, is showing in my spellbook. Rank 1 is nowhere to be found. And that is the interrupt. And I'm like, okay, guys.
Okay.
Problem. Weird. So, right. I don't know what's going on there. It was very rough getting out of there, but that was... Yeah. Might have to submit some bug reports on that one. I worked on one of my irons.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Nisi got from 27 to 30 on stream. Found out that if you try to go to Pandaria, not at level 10, I spent almost an hour trying to figure out how to get the quest to trigger to go to Pandaria because I was tired of being in Northrend.
Yep.
I went back to Stormwind. It wasn't triggering. I went up into the keep. The chick wouldn't give me the quest, and it was the right girl. I was like, okay, well, let's just go hop up to the Skyfire. I don't have flying yet. I'm not 30. Okay.
Yep.
Went back to Red Ridge, did a couple of the beginning quests where you have to kill some stuff. That went fine. Went back to Stormwind when I hit 30, got my flying, flew up to where the Skyfire should be, and it's not there. And I'm like, guys, I'm 30. Pandaria is open till 35. What the ever-loving F is going on? So... I'm looking in my journal. I'm looking on the hero boards. Nothing. So I was like, forget it. I'll figure it out later. Closed stream. Went back later that night. And I'm like, don't tell me this is blocked by Krami. I went in, talked to Krami, turned Krami time on for Pandaria, and the quest popped up on the side of my screen. I closed Krami and turned her off, and it left me with the quest. I'm like, really? It's hidden by activating Krami. Because then the girl in Stormwind in the keep would talk to me. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So there was an hour of my life gone trying to figure that out.
Wow.
And I'm trying to look it up, and they're like, oh, make sure you have trivial quests turned on. I'm like, I do. It's not there. And then to round out the week, I got a level on my main normal priest and started prep for a new art project. And husband and I are brainstorming a new project with the two of us. Yeah, Zaya, it wasn't on the Heroes board at, like, 29. It didn't exist. It wanted me to go to Twilight Highlands, Vash's Year, or, where the hell is it? Or Legion. That's where it wanted me to go. And I'm like, no, no, I can still go there. It's still in level. It's in level cap till 35 without Crummy. I had to turn her on to get the quest to fall anywhere where I could get it. Yeah. It was so bizarre. The portal in the portal room was closed. I couldn't open it. It wouldn't let me through. It was a nightmare. I'm like running all over, like, you know, chicken with his head cut off, trying to figure it out. It was terrible. Yeah. And I'm like, really? It's like, somebody could have mentioned that earlier, but all right. So it was pain. But yeah, my husband
fun
and I
might and games.
Any project, so.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It might be. Yeah. Might be of a recorded variety. We have to do some groundwork still and figure out a couple more details, but it would be interesting.
Okay.
And it might involve the both of us running our mouths for a little while, so we'll see. So, Lita, did you get to do anything in WoW this week? Because I know that you've been very, very, very busy.
Challenge wise, no, but I had intentions of last night. I was gonna hop on the passy and start making ways, and you know, you guys know me. It's not like sometimes I do get easily distracted by, you know, all shiny things over and off I go. But last night, I was doing some stuff on Leader, and it was Revendreth stuff, and I wanted to get it done. And I went to do this stuff, and I couldn't, so then I had to hop on an alt to try and get the other bits that I couldn't get. And I ended up having to take that alt all the way through the Maw to get to Ouroboros, so that they could get the goddamn Shadowlands profession upgrades, so I could get the things just to help Leader out, just to help my Warlock off.
Don't you love that when that happens?
So, 2 hours of my life was spent leveling my alt, and by the time I finished all of that and handed everything in, and that was only gonna be like a fraction of my night, because I'd mapped out in my brain I wanted to do this, and then I want to jump on the passy, I wanted to have a look at the bloods, you know. And by that time it was 11 o'clock. Now for me, normally I don't see 10, I'm like, you know, I'm ready for sleep, but last night I would hit 11 and I was like, I am done, I need to sleep, I can't even look at anything else. So that was so everything went out the window. And then I woke up this morning and I needed to bake, because, you know, things and stuff, and sometimes the girls just gotta go bake some cupcakes and make some, you know, absolutely decadent choc chip gluten-free biscuits for my family. So that's what I did this morning. So I still haven't even been into game to have a look. So the goal is this week. Challenge tunes will feature a factor somewhere. I've got the inkling that, you know, now I keep thinking, well, I keep killing Leader that many times that surely her dying,
you're offering up your sacrifices.
Sacrificing my main over here to have multiple deaths. I did a beautiful death. I have to tell you about this one, because execute was, I swear, he sometimes must just shake his head because I just go, and he's like, you just died, didn't you? And I'm like, yes. So I was up on the top of Revendreth on where the Ember Court is, so on Leader, and I was just coming through one of the doors of, you know, the big weather where the elevators are, and I could see the elevator was there, and I went to hop onto the elevator platform, but I missed it by about, I'm gonna say, half a second, because it's taken down. I've hit that and missed and not landed on the platform. I've then overshot the platform. And as I'm falling, and I'm just looking because I'm like, I'm thinking, far out. Like, again, and I'm like, hit, and I'm thinking the whole time, I'm looking at myself and I'm going, you've got goblin gliders, hit your goddamn goblin glider, like, just hit it, but I'm looking at the screen, like, just going, hit the goblin glider, so then I physically got myself to hit it. I hit the goblin glider a centimeter. Well, no, I'm not sure what triggered, but I used up the goblin glider as I died. So I'm splat dead at the bottom of the elevator. I've used up the goblin glider and I'm just sitting there looking at the screen, just going, and all these thoughts are going through my brain. And one of them is like, you are not bringing a challenge tune to Revendreth, whatever you do. Like, seriously, you do. I love, out of all the zones, Revendreth speaks to me in ways that no other place other than my place in the Grand speaks to me. But I am once again dead at the bottom of the elevator. And poor Executes over here just... He, you know, I'm sure he's like face palming and just going, you died, because all I made was a sound, and he's like, you're dead again, aren't you? Like, and I'm like, maybe.
That good old chat elevator. They just had to stick that tall elevator back in.
Yeah. You know, I did not lose, I did not die a lot on Undercity Elevator. I think I've probably maybe once, maybe twice. Not often. Not very many over the years. Seriously. Thunderbluff, sure, again, maybe a couple, not a huge amount. But you give me a mountain, you give me hills, you even give me flying on a flying mount, and I accidentally... click the mount, you know, like the mount button, and fall to my death. Like, you know, all of those kinds of things over the years. It's just,
yeah.
So I'm trying to get all the deaths out of the way on leader, so that when I hit getting on the challenge tunes, I'm gonna be like, yes, all right, off we go.
I will say, Revendreth is one of those zones I have such a hard time finding my body again when I die. I mean, I know they give you an arrow to follow, but it just feels like it takes forever to get back.
Still should be able to fly. Like, we should be able to take those little wispy spirit things, and we should be able to fly over everything. Would
you make... dead. What does it matter? So
exactly. Like, just get over the stuff to get to your body. Yeah, so that's been my week. I won't talk about any other death other than that one, because there have been many deaths this week on leader, and well, again, I
your sacrifices for your challengers, that's stacking it. Up the points, that's all,
that's it. If the more deaths I have on her, the less I'm gonna kill off a challenge soon. That's the thought, people.
Yeah.
we will see how that goes. We'll see. Yes, anyway. All right, let's get on to... Now, where's my little bumper? It's over here. All right, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Ah, Rookslayer. All right, so news. Now, what we wanted to talk about, just quickly, again, on the website, there is, when you load up the website, as we know, we've got certain challenges we know are working fine. We have got a nice big banner that does scroll up with the irons and the bloods, for the banner that does scroll across the top. but there is a nice big banner there that says about that, you know, Irons, Bloods and Passies are all okay to, you know, start doing. You can update them, might have to manually update your tunes. There seems to still be this issue with the API and things not automatically updating. You might have to manually update. But it also states that all other challenges are still being worked on with code. So anyone that goes and adds to a different challenge, and if you come back and say that you're red flagged, it's because those challenges aren't ready to go. We will let you know when they're ready. They're not ready yet, okay? So there's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Can't rush this stuff. It is what it is. That's all I can say. I know stuff is taking time, but it's been such a mess with the changes with going from 120 to back to 50 and on to 60. Plus, we've got a new crew with the Code Wardens, them figuring out how everything works. And I know I say this every week, but I don't envy these guys what they're doing. Well, they're going through code.
You also have trying to work issue with the California law now of not being able to hold data after a certain point if the character hasn't been seen in X number of days.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are having trouble. They've made their character and they can't put it on the website. That's not us. If you're trying to put it in Iron, Pacifist, or Blood, that's Blizzard. Check the Armory and make sure your character's showing up. Armory data's been a little slow.
Yes.
We don't specifically use Armory data necessarily, but if it's not showing on Armory, then you're not going to be able to put it on the website just yet. Some of these characters were older characters that got put in a deleted section, so it takes a day or two for that data to pop it back into the system.
Yeah.
On the Blizzard.
And, you know, and we do know that the information coming through seems to be slow with certain things for updating and all of that kind of thing. So, again, you know, we just say once we know all of the other challenges are right, or if one is right, we'll let you know, guys. So, again, if you're registering for a green man and you're saying, well, hang on, I'm showing up as being green flagged, we know green's not ready. Green is not ready to be like, okay, go forth and go green, because it's not ready. So please just be mindful. The Code Wardens are doing the best they can within their IRL, because as we all know, IRL does come first, and these guys, IRL is coding. So we need to be mindful of the fact that they give us their time, you know, freely, but they do also have limited time. So we'll let you know once everything's up, things are getting worked on, and once I will change banners or let you know. So just please be aware of that. Now, the other thing is, was there anything else? Did I miss something?
No.
Okay.
No, just saying, agree.
Yeah. The other thing is Spreadshirt, where we've got our merchandise, where you can get your fabulous, if you want like a coffee mug, like what I've got. You can get, I don't have my shirt on because I've got my Horde shirt on for the Horde. but there's t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's mugs, there's all sorts of things. So if you want something, there is free standard shipping from January 27th to January 30th, okay? Which is Spreadshirt, check the website, all the information, which will take you to the links over there. So if you're after some gear, don't forget, when you look at the website, you can get stuff for your challenge that you prefer. There are fabulous, our fabulous and amazing Ross, Mr. Bride 01, Niecy's husband, has done some amazing stuff you know, designs. They're all up on the website. So if you are crazy into pacifists, bloodthirsty, working men, there's all sorts of wonderful designs. So go check it out. Okay. So, so free standard shipping if you're interested. Okay, skip over State of the Challenges because, once again, it's not available due to all the crazy API stuff.
One day it'll be back.
Yeah, so just everyone assume there is none until I go, hey, we've got State of the Challenges. And yes, I know the front page still reflects the old stuff. I went in to have a look.
It's easier to leave it alone and just leave it there until we can fix it.
I did have a look to see if I could figure out how to do it. I didn't touch it because I thought if I broke the website, I'm... I would... You know those times when you were just saying you're cranky with yourself and everyone thinks you're cranky with... Then, well, no, I'd be really, really, really cranky with me. So I just kind of looked and I couldn't figure it out. And I Googled stuff and I still couldn't figure it out. And I went, you know what? For the moment, it's just going to stay. So
yeah, I'm not sure if there's a way to hide that section of the page or if it will hide the entire page. So I've looked and I can't figure it out.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just like, it is what it is, guys. So it stays like that. All right. Okay. So let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
That's a lot. All right. So we have got, we do like to start this chit chat session with another cute little bumper. This one right here.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Happy birthday was it yesterday? Happy birthday, Ezzy! He just had a birthday. Everybody send some belated birthday hugs to Ezzy. We know that he is busy playing mains at the moment. I did say that he had popped over and killed off a couple of irons, so he will be back. We do know that.
Yeah.
He's still around. He is still around. So you've pulled one from the vault, from the Ezzy vault. Okay, what have we got?
So from the Ezzy pun vault this week. My friend just hired a limo for $5,000, but it didn't come with a driver. Imagine spending all that money with nothing to show for it. I liked that one. It was cute.
Completely, I don't remember that one. That one is super cute. I like it. I like it a lot. That is good. Thank you. Thank you for grabbing that one out too. That is very cute. All right. Yes. Well, you know me. I am partial to a cute pun joke. You know. Yeah, fair. I don't remember that one, so I'm just like, Russ is here. Just to boo on that. Thank you. Well, you know, someone has to.
Pick up resorts,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. We understand. Thank you, Ross. Okay, so I've got one from Dave. He says, you know what they say about cliffhangers.
Yep.
Every single time. Yes.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. I did give you this one. All right, so Rude did send me a message about this one, so this was a little bit of a tip that he sent to me that I've included into the show. So you go for it. You can say this one.
So just to, you know, let others know, Rud sent this in. It may not happen to you, but it could. So be careful. So be careful as a level 49 entering Shadowlands via the pre-quest to look around. My friend in our WoW Iron Guild did that, and now he can't get back to Azeroth. Yes, he can teleport, but the quests in Azeroth only gave 50 XP. Interesting.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
That's very odd. So I don't know what's going on there.
Don't know? No. No. Be interesting to see what maybe some of the veterans Zyafair, Desat,
anybody else
have, you know, issue. But you know, if you've got some information, guys, let us know about that, because again, you know, we're all finding all different, you know, we're all kind of learning at the same about how things are working and what we think might go one way on something else seems to go another way. Like, there seems to be, I don't know if you call it more inconsistency sometimes, but it certainly feels like it.
Inconsistent things happening with this expansion.
Yeah. First, there's not something I've tried. I tend to go later rather than sooner through them all. Yep. Not sure, but you know, look, we'll put it out there if anyone's got some information to pass on to Rhodes' guildie friend. That would be awesome. And also, you know, any information that we've got, again, to share with the community, we would be very happy to know any of this stuff. So absolutely. All right. Anything from the chat room? I think we've covered everything today. So I think we're done. I think we can wrap things up. Again, thank you. Thank you, guys. All right. Let's wrap this up, because things and stuff. And yeah. So, Iron Elite, our thank yous, please.
Okay. So, Iron Elite. Our Iron Elite are our special supporters, whether you subscribe and support us through Twitch or Patreon or just PayPal, wherever. We love you dearly. You help us keep doing the things that we're doing and keep the lights on. So we would like to thank the following people. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sil, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaztune, Grand Nagus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mrs. Bright 01, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you all so very much.
We do appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Alrighty, and don't forget, Stir, Stone, and myself would like to thank the amazing Mrs. Rakuru. Thank you, sweetie. That is very, very kind of you. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate that. Add Mrs. Rakuru too, so thank you. But Stonestar and myself would like to say a huge and appreciative thank you to the wonderful bunch and amazing bunch that we have, which are the mods for WoW Challenges. You guys, what you all do to make, I'm gonna say, my life so much easier. I cannot stress enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is greatly appreciated, because for me, working full time, dealing with a household, all of these other things, planning a wedding, all of these other things, I'm not always here. So to have this amazing bunch of people to be around and to take care of questions, sending out tweets, Nisi, doing all the little bits and pieces that I don't need to worry about, it really does, you know. Seriously, you don't understand how much this does mean to us as admin, but in particular me. So thank you. So these wonderful bunch, which is Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, and Nisi, right here. Thank you, guys. Seriously, I don't know what I'd do without you. Probably be in a fetal position somewhere crying. So thank you so much for all the things that you do. Also, huge thank you to our code wardens, Naptime, Bell, Elky, and Fimless. Again, these guys have come from range of different things. All of them are coders. You know, they've come into the WoW Challenges community to help out, and we appreciate the time. I do know all of them are very busy IRL with at the moment, so we appreciate them being able to do the things that they do for us. So thank you guys for that. Everyone here, again, thank you for hanging out. It's, you know, every week, I know I say this, but it really is lovely to sit down, have a chat with whoever's here today. We got to talk to Niecy. I got to do a one-on-one with Niecy. It's not often I get to do that. So thank you for indulging me, Niecy, with picking your brains and talking about Bloodthirsty, which we both are very passionate about. Our Bloodthirsties. I just need to get my butt into gear soon this week. So
I'm looking at you. You still need to start your blood.
Yes, we'll get there. We will get there. So, but yes. So to everyone here, to those listening through the podcast channels, wherever you are, thank you for your time and for hanging out with us in whatever form that you are. So we do appreciate that. Now, I will be back next week. So next show will be Saturday, January 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you know what? Next week is our 250th show. Wow. OMG. How? What? Crazy. I know. But not only that, I have roped Stir in. I don't know if he's still in the chat room. I've roped Stir in. Stir, it's 250 next week. You get to come share that with me. But not only that, we're going to get two Shanks to come and have a chat with us for the 250 as well. So super excited. I get Stir. I get two Shanks. I'm like a pig in mud. Yay! Well, you know what I mean. I'm excited.
Awesome show.
Yes. So looking forward to that. So that is next week. So don't forget where you can find us. You can pop over to the wowchallenges.com website. You will find all the information. There is Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. We have all the things, okay? There's also, it takes you to the forums. There's all the things, okay? So check that out. You can listen to the show on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. You can send me an email. You can send me questions. You can don't, the spam stuff I get, you know, is, it's nice to be appreciated and to get an email of spam. Not really, just saying, but if you want to send, you know, if you want to send in questions or if you've got a pun or a joke or anything that you would like to share next week for episode 250, do it. Send it to me. You can send it also, give it to the mods in Discord, send it through on Facebook, whichever way. All right. So if you've got something you'd like to share for next week's 250, please send it through. I would like to share any thoughts that you've got. Well, within reason. Let me just say that. I will veto anything, you know, that's not appropriate. So next week. I didn't say podcast at wildchallenges.com or send it, you know, or talk to me or the mods on Discord, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff. Yeah, all the things. All right. Niecy, where can we find you, please?
Okay, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord or Zort's the Goblins Discord. It's Nisi, #4863. You can find me on Twitch. I stream a couple days a week. Some days are challenge related, some days are art related, and it's just NisiBGN over there. And you can also find me on Twitter, once again, at NisiBGN.
Absolutely. All right, and you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. If you look at this morning, you will see what I've baked. I'm baking WoW coffee. Yep, that pretty much sums up my life. which is good. So if you're all after all the things, you can find me over there. Don't forget, you can also catch Stone and I sometime when, I guess, when life becomes a little less crazy. We should get back to doing adventures in Azeroth. I should poke him about that, but I think he's slightly a little busy at the moment dealing with some IRL. We'll get back to it. Alright. Other than that, last lot of thank yous, please.
I say, when you said WoW baking and coffee, my brain strung it together as WoW, you're WoW baking coffee. And I'm like, what?
Well, I have baked coffee. Not this week. It was all chocolate. Today was all about gluten free and chocolate. So
I was envisioning that you made a cake that looked like a coffee mug. And I don't know. I don't know. My brain just totally went somewhere else. Anyhow,
that's not a dumb idea.
Thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the Russ. Intro, and you can find him on Discord currently as Mr. Bright 01. Okay, sorry, I was checking to make sure he didn't have another place yet. And also a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro, and you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely, except this week, it's still Leader's version of the outro.
The slightly modified outro. And thank you to Leader for putting in the modified outro.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes it's the things you've got to do. Anyway, you'll hear it in today's one. The new one is coming. Epic's just been, it's everyone's busy. These things happen. It'll be here when it's here. Okay, so again, thank you to everyone for hanging around. Truly appreciate it, guys. Thank you, Nisi, so much for hanging with me today. And we've learnt lots of interesting facts and tidbits about bloodthirsties. So we appreciate that for all of you out there that want to give it a go. Go, give it a go! You know, what's the worst that can happen? You die. Just go again. It's all good. Just try it. Go kill stuff.
You might like it.
Yeah, you might like it. Exactly. But again, we do know it's not for everyone. So, but again, congratulations on your priest soul snuffer becoming our second shadow champion for this expansion with Bloodthirsty. We are super excited for you, so congratulations on that again.
Thank you.
Alrighty, well, I think that's all. We are signing out. This is the longest episode we've done in a little while, so thank you guys for hanging around. We're going. Stay safe.
Bye.
Both in and out of game, guys. Don't forget, in and out of game. Have a great week. We'll catch you for 250 next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.